Well, good morning, everybody. How are you? Are you guys having a happy Sabbath so far? Yeah, me too. But anyway, today I brought, I found a phone here in church because I forgot mine. Javen's holding it. Can I have the phone, Javen? I know we might have a little problem, but we'll see. Thank you. Oh, he doesn't want to give it to me. Here. All right. You guys know what this is, right? Doesn't look like the phones that we have nowadays, right? Because now we have... Yeah, that's a telephone. Kehlani said it looks like a really old phone. But she hasn't seen old phones in a... At least not yet. Okay. All right. So this phone... Gavin, don't go ahead. So this phone, if you see, has two parts in the receiver, right? Can you see two parts? What do you think the two parts are for?
Talking and hearing.
That's right. So which one is for talking, you think?
I knew.
Top.
The bottom.
The top.
The top is for talking? Really?
The bottom.
You think this one's for talking?
Hear it.
I don't think so. This one's for talking, John. You should know that. Yeah, you guys are all the other guys were right. This one's for talking and this one's for listening, right? So when we have a phone, they have two parts. One's for listening and the other one's for talking. And when we talked, sometimes, you know, we get phone calls and we get people that sometimes they don't let us talk, right? They just talk and talk and talk and talk. You guys don't have people like that sometimes? It is sometimes. But you know, some people do like to talk. And they talk and talk and talk. Sometimes you don't even need this part of the phone because all you do is listen. Is that annoying or what? Yeah, it could get very annoying, right? But you know what? Sometimes we do that to God. Did you know that? Sometimes when we pray, all we do is talk about our problems, we unload everything on God, and then we're done, we run off, and we're done. You know what we forget to do? We forget to... No, we forget to listen to God after we talk to Him. So when we pray, we're supposed to talk, and we're supposed to listen as well, okay? Because God wants us to listen to Him too. In, you know, a way of Him talking to us? How does God talk to us sometimes? You know, John? Yeah, God talks to us sometimes through our Christian family, right? Sometimes if we stop and listen, you know, our prayers are answered. But sometimes when we just pray and talk and ask God for everything and then we run off, and we don't listen, sometimes we forget to find out that God does answer our prayers, okay? So next time we pray, what are we going to do?
Listen.
We're going to also learn to listen, okay? Because the more we listen, the closer we get to God, okay? The Bible says right here in Deuteronomy 30:20, it says that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. So that verse actually means, love the Lord your God, obey Him, and stay close to Him. Okay, so if we want to be close to God, we got to remember to listen to Him, okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this Sabbath day. Thank you for giving us the ability to talk to you. And also, please help us to learn to listen to you as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.